Wolves are known to be the ancestors of the dog, mankind's best friend. If this is true, then why do wolves remain so mystical, feared by some cultures and revered by others? Why do wolves howl? Or how do wolves organize their communities and manage leadership issues? What gives the wolf such great endurance? Where do destructive legends and beliefs affecting the well-being of this species originate? Why are there so many breeds of dogs today? And if wolves evolved into the dog, why do wolves still exist today? Our three adventurers, Casilla from Brazil, Gubby from Germany, and Kezia from Kenya, find themselves in the midst of a pack of wolves inside a large enclosed forest. While they listen to interesting facts about the life of a wolf from their guide, they are circled, sniffed, and closely watched by these wild wolves. They know that they are safe, but there is a certain tension in the air.
And we're surrounded by wolves. And I always imagined this experience to be very scary and wolves are very vicious. If you show them love, they'll give you love right back. Unlike the movies, wolves are actually a lot like dogs. They're very gentle and they just want to socialize.
For centuries, wolves have been seen as mystical animals, revered and admired by some cultures, but demonized, persecuted, and feared by others. What we humans don't know, we fear. That fear is possibly the greatest threat to the survival of the wolf.
What we do with the wolf sanctuary is we take in animals that people can't look after anymore. We have wolves that are totally tame. We're going to go in with them. And then we have wild wolves as well. People have them in parks or they have them as pets. What we do, we spay all our females when we get, and then we look after them until they die. They've got big enclosures where they run. We don't feed live. We get meat and then we cut it up and we throw it over for them at night. We're going to go now to our first enclosure with wolves. This is our new pack. Tyson lying here is our alpha male. Each wolf pack consists of an alpha male and an alpha female. That's your strongest wolves in the pack. Alpha male and alpha female are also the only ones allowed to mate. You can always see who the strongest is. They've got the most confidence. And the others, they go like Savannah did with me, they go immediately lower than them to show that they are submissive towards them. Tyson here is our alpha male. Vincent is our beta male, or our second in charge. And we only have one female in here, Astra. Like I previously said, we don't breed, but we do have one female that is pregnant. We got her like that. So she should be having cubs any day now. Wolves, there's a big misconception about wolves. Wolves are not dangerous. A wolf will not come out and attack you to kill you. It will never happen. There's never been a confirmed case of a person being killed by a wolf. They will attack you, bite you if there's pups, if they're hungry, or if they're threatened. You can see our alpha male, the black wolf, with his tail in the air. You can always see with wolves how their tail is to show where their station in the pack is. You can look at the other wolves, tails down. Then there'll be some of the pack that's got their tails between their legs. They are the lowest ranking in the pack.
Once distributed over most of the northern hemisphere, wild wolves are now confined to the wilder parts of a reduced range. The circumpolar range includes North America, Europe, and Asia. These wolves at the Garden Route Wolf Sanctuary near the South African town of Plettenberg Bay are Canadian timber wolves. Here, visitors are able to enter their enclosure and learn more about these wild wolves and why we need to preserve them.
Come, meat.
Yeah, we have meat. It's okay.
Come, puppy girl.
Which kind of meat they normally eat?
Our wolves normally eat beef. We are very lucky. I mean, we cannot buy meat, a cow, every week because that's how long a cow usually lasts us. We're very lucky, our farmers in the area, if a cow dies or, you know, something and we can use it, we go pick it up, we cut it up in pieces for us, we freeze it and then we take it out for them. So they consist mostly of beef that they eat. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But normally in nature, what they normally
eat? In nature, they will go for bison, they will go for elk, they will go for deer. And they can even go, if they're very hungry, a wolf is not very successful hunting. One in every 10 hunt of a wolf is successful. So they're very, very bad hunters. So they will even eat berries, yes. They will even eat berries. They'll eat fish. They can swim very well. So they will go, yes, they love fish. They'll eat fish. They'll eat rats if they're hungry. Anything small for them. This is our wild wolves coming over to say hello now. Scar, the brown wolf, is our second in charge. He's our beta male.
So normally the big one are the male?
Usually with their sizes, males are bigger than females. As you can see, this is one of our wild wolves. The one with the eyes, beautiful eyes, is also one of our wild wolves. There, if you turn to the back, here comes our alpha male as well. No need to be afraid, they don't come for us. As you can see there, they're totally ignoring us. They're here for the food.
Why do wolves howl? Many people believe they howl to communicate different messages, perhaps to locate members of their own pack, or as a warning and possibly to send a message that they are missing each other. As for howling at the moon, perhaps it's simply the brighter evening that evokes more howling than usual.
You can hear them, they sound like they're puppies. They are showing their submissive towards the others. That's how they do. They make like puppies do. You can look, see Analia is now flirting with her alpha male. You know the saying, hungry as a wolf? This is it. This is our two tame girls. This is Analia. This is our madam. And that's Tala. She's very, very gentle. Hey. Are you growling at me? She's going to come now. What she's doing now, she's marking you.
Yeah.
She's rubbing her scent on you. It's actually, that's the way how they bond and greet, is by marking and rubbing against each other and things like that. Come, Tala. Come, puppy girl.
Let's mark.
Always be respectful for my alpha male and alpha female. We are in their territory, so they've given us permission to be here. So we're always respectful for them. I will always feed them first in the afternoon. And in the mornings when I come, they will come and say hello to me through the fence and I will always greet them first. That's how the other wolves see us treat them. You can see Scar's growling, but he's not really growling. If he growls and his ears are perky, that means he's aggressive. But if he growls and his ears are back, then he's not aggressive. He's like a boy, you know, if the girls come and play with you, you pull their hair out, but you still like them. That's what he's doing. Yeah, you can see, like I said, Nalia's tail. The one tail is higher than the other tail to show that she's more dominant even of the two than what her sister is.
The wolf has always been a symbol of both evil and good. The wolf was portrayed as especially evil in the folklore and literature of medieval Europe. Tales of werewolves exacerbated human fear for and hatred of the wolf. The last wolf was killed in England in the 16th century under the order of King Henry VII. When Europeans arrived en masse in North America, they brought these misconceptions with them, and wolves were persecuted with great fury. It is said that up to 1 million wolves were shot, poisoned, or trapped by the settlers. By 1930, there was not a single wolf left in the lower 48 states of America. On the other hand, many Native Americans saw the wolf as a pathfinder or teacher. They admired the wolf's intelligence, courage, and strength, and as a result, they conserved this natural treasure.
Wolves can have, I don't know if I told you this, wolves can have up to 8 pups. They go in heat twice a year, but they can have a set of cubs once a year. Also the same with dogs, 59 to 63 days. She will do, like I said, Astra is pregnant now. What she will do, she's dug a den, deep, deep den. It's got a big tunnel, then a huge den at the bottom. She will go into her den. She will pull out some of her hair to make it nice and soft for the pups. She'll have her pups, and then the whole pack is very, very protective of her then. What happens in the wild, she will go off, have her pups, and some of the pack members stay with her. The whole pack then goes off because they don't want to attract predators, because they are very vulnerable at that age. So mom will, no, it doesn't sound very nice, but she will eat her own afterbirth. If there's any dead puppies, she will eat them as well for the scent not to go out. She will feed them, they suckle on her. Then later on, the males in the pack or the rest of the pack will eat. They will go into the den and they will regurgitate for her, and she will eat that food. Then later on, she'll start coming out, but the cubs stay in their den for about 5-6 weeks until they're strong, and they will come out then. Then the whole pack will feed them as well like that. The whole pack rears them, but later on, the whole pack will also discipline them because they're very low in the pack. So the whole pack will tell them what to do and not what to do. They reach adult wolves about 3 years old, then mom will kick them out, or the pack will kick them out, if it's males. Otherwise, like I said, the females always stay with mom and dad. What the alpha female also can do, like I said, she's the only one allowed to go on heat, because she's the only one allowed to breed. She either dominates the females so much that they don't go into heat, they're too scared, or when it's time for them to go on heat, she chases them out the pack. That she is the only female there.
For the time being,
while she's on heat. And then she will, when they come back, when they're finished, or when she's finished. But it just shows that it keeps the bloodline pure. Because all wolves are related in a pack, except for the males. All the girls are related. So, and it also keeps her higher than the others. This camp that we've built for our wolves here is 7,000 square meters. Because wolves can run very far, they need the space to run. So we've tried to make it as big as possible for them, that they can have the safety to run where they want to run. We're going to go to the right here. I'm going to show you one of the dens that they've made. Very organized. You can actually walk, yes. If you look here, to this side here is one of these dens that they've made. So as you can see, where logs have fallen over, they actually crawl in and they dig out and they make spaces for them to sleep in. That's what they would do in the wild. Or they'll get a cave or something like that. We've got 3 that we've built, but then there's about 7 others that they've built themselves. Yeah, they've each put not really, they will each have their little space. Like our 2 tame girls, that's their den. We've got Balto, that's our lone wolf, he's got his den as well. Then the others usually just sleep together. Wolves like routine, they like to have their things structured and things mustn't change for them. Even here with them, when we come in, we've got a certain time in the day we feed. A certain time in the morning when we clean up, we've got things that we do on a certain time of the day. They don't like change. The tours we do during the whole day, so that's different. But it's also me doing the tours. If somebody else came in doing the tours, it's different. They like their things going their way. So this is their dam where they swim. Wolves love to swim. They swim winter and summer. It does not matter what season it is. They'll come down to cool down. What we do when it's very, very hot for them, we all throw things in the dam that they have to come and get out. Because if it's very, very hot, they get a bit aggressive and then there's a lot of fighting.
They're a bit spoiled. They eat every day, but they're not supposed to eat every day in the wild. We feed them every day.
Wolves will, when they make their own dens in the wild, like the ones we've made here for them, there will always be three entrances or exits. So they can never be captured, or they can never be cornered. So the ones we've built for them as well, we've made them three entrances and exits. Even in the wild, if they've got a cave or something, they will always make sure that there's another exit for them. Because if predators come in,
for safety
for them, yes, to feel safe. Yes. What I think we can do to educate people about that is not to always kill. That killing is not the answer. I mean, I feel that they were here first. We are taking their territory. So you have to live with them. You're going to lose animals, you're going to lose animals. You're not going to lose a huge amount of animals. Wolves don't eat every day. If they have a good kill, they can go a week without eating. They only eat about 4 kilograms each, then they're full. So it's not a lot that you are gonna lose. So I think just live with them. You know, they're not gonna kill you, they're not even gonna approach you. But there's a space in life for everyone. That's how I feel about it. And that's what we do here as well. Just give them their space. Sanuk is more wolf, so his temperament is a bit different than what hers is. We're going to see how far we get with him. Temperament is much more dark. Come, Sanuk. Come, big boy. Come, big boy. Sanuk. Savannah here is our German Shepherd Wolf cross. She's about 3 years old. And Sanuk, our light colored one, is a Alaskan Malamute Wolf cross. Wolves will cross with Malamutes, Huskies, and German Shepherds. They will not cross with any other dog breed because that is the closest to a wolf. Okay. All dogs come from wolves, but now what people have done, they've gone back to the beginning and they started crossing wolves again with dogs. They're not ideal pets. They're very gentle, but as you can see, they get nervous very quickly. Yeah. You can never have any other animals with them because of the hunt instinct with them, and you cannot let them roam outside. You have to have a big yard, lots of space where they can run, and like I said, no other pets. Yeah. You are going to lose them. We got these crosses, our wolf crosses. Sanuk, we got him. He was about 6 months old. He was a pet, and the people couldn't handle him at all. Savannah was born here. We did have another white Alsatian wolf cross as well. She passed away in the meantime, but Savannah is their offspring. So we've had them. Sanuk is now 6 years old, and Savannah is turning 4 this year. They're father and daughter, but although they are only male and female, so they're immediately the alpha male now, the female. So it works like that. And he will also never, we don't have to spay her because wolves don't inbreed.
So,
by nature. So it always keeps your bloodline pure, and he will never touch his daughter, although she goes in heat as they should.
The wolf is the ancestor of the dog, also widely known as man's best friend. From the tiny Chihuahua to the huge Great Dane, there are more than 200 breeds of domesticated dogs. These dogs come in a wide variety of different shapes, sizes, colors, hair types, and dispositions. The theory of evolution claims that animals change through a gradual accumulation of mutations. Evidence has shown that the wolf-to-dog transition occurred rapidly according to pre-designed genetic potential. In 1959, a controlled experiment with regard to taming temperaments started on a fox fur farm in Siberia. From a founding group of 100 males and 30 females, Foxes were selected on behavioral criteria, and only the friendliest animals from each generation were allowed to breed. The behavioral changes were dramatic. As a result of careful selection, the aggressive foxes were eliminated from the population in just 2 to 3 generations of selection. They didn't need thousands of years, just 3 generations. The current crop of so-called elite foxes are friendly and playful, and even compete for the attention of humans. God created canines with a large amount of genetic variability. He knew that they would need to live in hot and cold regions of the world. They would therefore need to carry genes for all lengths of hair and thickness of coats. There would also be genes for long and short legs, and many different body shapes and sizes. People are quite arrogant about the breeds they managed to establish, but all they have done is to tap into the broad genetic potential and produce certain phenotypes that has to do with the way the dog looks. Despite all their careful and deliberate breeding, no one has ever been able to breed a dog so that its offspring is anything other than just another type of dog.
Wolves live in a highly organized society. There is a very clear distinction between leaders and followers, and discipline prevails. If we look at the chaotic world that we live in, we don't see such order in society. I think we can also learn a few lessons in humility, submission, and peaceful living from our wolf friends.
It saddened me to hear how legends and superstitions led to such hatred and persecution of wolves. We as humans have to let go of our fears. We must understand that every creature on this earth has value and purpose for which God designed and created each one.
I'm sad to see that most nature and animal documentaries in the world do not recognize God as our creator. The encounters I have had with animals over the past few weeks has helped strengthen my belief that God created this world in 6 literal 24-hour days.
I am the voice of the voiceless. Through me the dumb shall speak, till the deaf world's ear be made to hear the wrongs of the wordless weak, from street, from cage, from kennel, from stable and zoo. The wail of my tortured kin proclaims the sin of the mighty against the frail. O shame on the mothers of mortals who have not stooped to teach of the sorrow that lies in dear dumb eyes, the sorrow that has no speech. And I am my brother's keeper, and I shall fight his fight, and speak the word for beast and bird, till the world shall set things right.